Here's the New Cold War podcast with Edward Lucas.
Anne Applebaum is one of my oldest and closest friends, so I'm always glad to take up the cudgels on her behalf, as I did in this column in September 2005. Gulag in Putinland. Imagine a book, well-written, accurate and moving, that gives the first really thorough account of America's slave trade. It's told through painstaking research in previously hidden archives. A Pulitzer Prize? Certainly. Worldwide syndication? Certainly. Now imagine that despite all that, no American publisher is willing to publish it. Inconceivable? Well, not if the subject is the equally shameful one of the Soviet Gulag, and the publisher concerned is not American, but Russian. My friend Anne Applebaum's accuracy, stylish prose and original research won her a Pulitzer Prize for her history of the Soviet labour camps. It sold hundreds of thousands of copies in 28 editions around the world, except in Russia, where the book is taboo. There's huge interest in the former captive nations of Eastern Europe, where the book-buying public tends not to go for translations of foreign non-fiction. The elite read such books in English, and the rest lack the time, money or inclination to read them at all. Yet Gulag has sold a startling 70,000 hardback copies in Poland. Anne's agent, the worldly wise New York-based George Borchardt, says the level of interest is really quite amazing. Yet Russia, the country which suffered most from communism, providing countless millions of victims to the terror machine, has no local language version of the best available account of what really happened. One reason for poor sales in Putinland might be fatigue. During the Glasnost era, and golly, we miss those days now, memoirs, histories and other works about the crimes of Stalinism were everywhere. By the 1990s, Russians were getting bored by miserable accounts of their miserable history. The new fashion in books was escapist detective fiction. Fair enough, even in Germany, where Vergangenheitsbewältigung, conquering one's past, is a matter of solemn private and public conscience, I can see people might have a limited appetite for yet more books about the Nazis. But does that really explain why no Russian publisher wants to publish Gulag? As a devout believer in free markets, I concede the possibility that the book would sell so badly, worse, say, than an Icelandic cookbook, that translating it and publishing it would be irrational. But I think it's more likely that the Russian publishers are practicing self-censorship. As the journalists and authors Paul Baker and Susan Glasser point out in their excellent new book Kremlin Rising, Russian history is now a matter of high politics, where the Kremlin intervenes even against specific textbooks that they think cast the Soviet Union in an excessively, read any, unfavourable light. Anne is trying to raise money to have Gulag published by a brave non-profit outfit, the Moscow School of Political Studies. But I have another suggestion. Why not try selling the all-Russian rights to a publisher in the Baltic states? At a minimum, it could sell among the new generation of modern-minded Yevro-Ruski, European Russians there, who find the cultural and political climate in the motherland increasingly repellent. Second, it would at least be available to readers in Russia proper, who mainly order books via the internet anyway. The best thing would be if the Kremlin then denounced the Baltic Russian language edition of Gulag as a provocation, or tried to respond by sponsoring a sanitised account that put the Gulag in the right perspective. There are too many lies already, but the more that official Russian history sidles away from the democratic perspective and scholarly approach of the Yeltsin years and back to the fawning, distorted junk of the past, the easier it is to see Vladimir Putin and his useful idiot sycophants in the West for what they really are. This is Edward Lucas with the New Cold War podcast. You can find more about me, my books and other publications at edwardlucas.com or follow me on Twitter at @edwardlucas.
This has been a Homegrown Media production. For more on the New Cold War, please visit edwardlucas.com.